Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about encouraging colleagues to embrace change, because we need our colleagues to change. Whether creating a better experience or encouraging digital thinking, we need them to do things in a different way. But change is hard and people are often reluctant. Neither digital or user experience design exist in isolation. We can't achieve our goals without collaborating and working with others, and that means winning them over. This is something I've been thinking a lot about, as I've been writing the User Experience Revolution and creating my culture cards. How do you get people to change? Now, fairly obviously, there's no single or easy answer to this. But as I worked on my culture cards, I noticed reoccurring themes, general principles that seem to apply in most circumstances. These included always keeping the colleagues informed, inspiring them about the potential, educating them about the value of change, involving them in the creating of change, and change the metrics to change the people. So let's dig into these in a little bit more depth. Let's begin with always keep colleagues informed. See, change is scary, isn't it? People feel out of control and out of their depth. It's easy to do what they've always done. That's familiar and safe. If we want people to do things in a different way, we need them to feel safe and familiar with the change. And that means reassuring them and keeping them informed. When people know exactly what's going on, they feel more in control, more confident. Look for every opportunity to be as transparent and open as possible when you're undertaking change. Communicate often through things like newsletters, blog posts, and updates, but where possible, meet with people individually to let them know what's going on. Most of all, be sure to keep communicating even when not much is happening. It's easy to think there's no point in talking to people if there's nothing much to say. But people can mistake your silence for secrecy. They will misunderstand it and view it in a negative light. So always keep communicating. Number two, inspire people about the potential. Of course, it's not enough to communicate if you want people to change. You also have to inspire and excite them. They need to believe that the change is worth it. In particular, there are two things to be aware of. First, you need to show the benefits to them as individuals. It's not enough to talk about the benefits to users or even to the company. People are, to be honest, quite selfish. You need to show them how the change you're proposing will make their lives easier, how it will help them meet their targets or improve their job or generally benefit them. Second, you need to excite them about change. Logic alone isn't going to cut it. Don't provide some dull document telling them about change. Show them it instead. Build a prototype, something they can play with, something that's free from constraints and you've designed to inspire them, something that will give them a sense of what the future could be if only they got on board. Not that you can only appeal to people's emotions. That brings me on to my next point. We have a role as educators too. We need to explain why change is necessary and why our approach is the best way of achieving that. We need to introduce them to things like design thinking, the importance of UX, and how digital has changed the world. These things may seem obvious to us, but they're not to others. We need to take the time to educate our colleagues and prove the importance of our ideas. In fact, as I've said before, education is probably the most important role that we can fulfill. Right now, companies need educators more than they need implementers. Number four, involve them in creating change. You see, there's a danger in all of this, a danger that we can come across as arrogant, that we've got all the answers. But let me be clear, we don't. We're just one perspective and we need the perspective of others. That's why it's so important to include others in deciding on change. But there's another reason as well. Imposing change is hard. Forcing people to embrace it is going to be very challenging. But if we include them in deciding on the need to change, then they're much more likely to support it. By involving people, you create a sense of ownership in them. This gives them a sense of control too. All of this will make them much more accepting. Finally, we need to change the metrics by which people are measured. Unfortunately, all this hard work, all these ideas, all this work around change is for nothing if the system is against us. People are often up for more change than you think they really will be. But company culture can hold them back. A culture shaped by the ways that we incentivize people and we assess them. For example, if a company rewards a salesperson on the number of sales leads they bring in, that's what they're going to focus on. If management assess a member of IT on security, it's hardly surprising when they're then risk averse. To some extent, we can position the changes that we're suggesting as being positive for measuring these metrics, but sooner or later, the company will need to reconsider whether we're using the right metrics. I think what I'm saying here is that change is our business, whether we care about improving the user experience or encouraging digital adoption. It falls to us to challenge the status quo. It falls to us to encourage people to think in a different way. And if we cannot do that, then our efforts are always going to have a limited impact. We will be caught between impossible constraints, unable to do our jobs properly. And to do that, we need to understand our colleagues, to put as much effort into helping them see the need for change as we put into motivating users to take action. We need to stop seeing our colleagues as a barrier, but as a group that we need to prove ourselves and our ideas to.